Hello. You know when you breathe in, right? And you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. I've never been on a dating site. I'm 50 years old, never been swiped. Somebody said to me recently, how long have you been with your wife? I said, oh, 25 years. And they said, oh, so you met her the old-fashioned way. And the old-fashioned way, I didn't buy her in a slave auction. I didn't swap her for two camels and a yak. And I think, like, some people who, like, never experience it, like, romanticise the old-fashioned way. Because the old-fashioned way of meeting people was through friends. And it had one crucial flaw. You needed friends. The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist. Which in my case, I think means I've been pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. If you are what you eat, do you think Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? I have some sympathy for people who vote for Brexit, because sometimes things seem like a good idea and then they just turn out not to be. I'll give you another example. I read a book on how to do oral sex. That's how I approached it. It's called She Comes First. And it's got some relatively sensible advice. Three pieces of advice. One relatively sensible piece of advice. When you're down there, cover the whole area. Don't just concentrate on the top bit. See, technical language, top bit, right? Slightly weirder piece of advice. Maintain eye contact. These are very focals. And then a very weird bit of advice. When you're down there, to really, really go for it, put your top teeth against the clitoris and hum. Turn yourself into a human vibrator. Who doesn't want that? So I thought, okay, I'll give this a go. The only problem is, when you get down there, what are you going to hum? Nothing seems right. In the jungle, the mighty jungle. Land Down Under by Men at Work. I was tempted to go with a military march. Dam busters. It gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, did not go down well. The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said that man is born free, but all around us is in chains. In my case, it's mainly pret-a-manger and Café Nero. I'll just leave you with this. Is recycling a bit like sex? Nobody's really sure they're doing it right. You think other people are doing it a lot more than you and a lot better. You find yourself going, is this wet? Does that count as food? Sometimes you put something in the wrong hole. Thanks very much. Good night.